Mind you, my first game for the under-15s could have easily been my last. I stood on my wicket when I was on naught. However, nobody saw. So I tapped the stumps back down and carried on to get my century. If I'd have walked off, I might have not played again. God knows what I'd be doing now. I look back on my time with England's under-15s with mixed feelings because, although it brought me to Lancashire's notice, it was also the start of my back problems, which would plague the early part of my career. Because I was quite tall and grew so fast, my body needed to catch up, and bowling is a totally unnatural action. I also have a slight curvature of the spine, which is not that unusual, but the coaching I began to receive with England skills didn't help the situation. Believe it or not, at the age of 13, I had a classical front-on action. I was happy bowling, but one of the staff coaches used by England told me I'd never swing the ball away with that type of action. Attempting to change my action to a more side-on approach resulted in a mixture of the two styles, and that was when my back started to trouble me, probably because of the strain it was under. After the year or so being unable to bowl, I just started to accept I could only be a batsman. Despite my problems with my back, I'd been selected for Lancashire under-15s. I was playing in a match against Yorkshire in the summer of 1993 when I was approached by John Savage, a well-known scout with Lancashire, who asked if I would like to play for the